早晨啊，多谢神有这个机会来传道话。我的广东中文不是挺好，所以我当然用英文。So good to be here this morning.
好开心是今天早上来到这里。
And thank you for the honor of worshiping with you as well as bringing God's word to you.
是感谢神是有这个机会可以将神的话语带到来当中，并且是和大家一起敬拜神。
I know that this month is a month of emphasizing what God is doing globally in the world.
是今日今个月，我知道是今个月是聚焦在神在世界各地做不同的工作。
And because of that, the Chinese Grace Bible has always had an active missions ministry.
因此是知道华人恩典圣经教会是一个很活跃的宣教的事工。
So it's an honor to be able to come this Lord's Day to not only bring God's word, but to share what God is doing in the ministry that we are involved in.
好榮幸今天有機會來到這個地方那裡去傳講神的福神的話語。
As I look out, I see many familiar faces.
我見到在座當中有好幾位都是我熟悉的面孔。
And obviously over these last nearly 13 years now, all of us have gotten older.
在過去這13年我們大家都年紀大了一點。
But we trust that in becoming more old,We are also becoming more wiser.
我哋亦都信靠神，系真系俾我哋年纪越嚟越大嘅时候，都系智慧都系继续嘅增长。
My brother already shared that my family, our oldest son, is pastoring a church up in Washington for the last 6 years.
我头先嗰位弟兄已经同讲向大家讲咗咧，系我嘅大仔已经喺过去六年当中喺华盛顿呢个地方嗰度去牧养教会。
And then our youngest one is going to seminary in his second year.
而我系最细嘅嗰个儿子就系喺读紧神学第二年。
Okay. And then we have a daughter in between.
中间仲有个女。
And she is a school teacher in the Bay Area.
佢係喺灣區嗰度係做老師嘅。
Okay, many of you may know my wife already, but let me go ahead and introduce her since she's here as well.
好多人都認識我太太，在前面。
Let's pray.
我哋一起禱告。
Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day.
天父，感謝你今日賜下主你嘅日子。
We come to your house to worship you.
我哋嚟到你嘅家去敬拜你。
We come to give you what you.Give you our praise and adoration.
我哋将赞美去献喺你面前。
And may our lives be exactly that.
我哋亦都系继续系让我哋嘅所做嘅就系呢一样。
Given over to you because you are worthy of our worship.
将我哋生命摆上系因为你系配得我哋敬拜。
So bless the time in your word this morning. We pray.
求主你祝福你嘅话语，我哋系咁样祷告。
As well as we even later celebrate the Lord's table.
并且我们是有这个主餐的时间。
May we be reminded of how much Christ has sacrificed for us.
愿神你让我们记起基督是为到我们牺牲了多少。
And out of love and adoration, we sacrifice for him.
出于爱和出于赞美，我们要为基督 去牺牲。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们是感祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.Would you imagine with me from one end of this sanctuary to the other end a long rope?
我哋想象一下喺圣礼拜堂嘅嗰边到另外一边有一条好长嘅绳索。
And at one end of the rope is the book of Genesis.
嗰一边嘅绳索系开头系创世记。
And at the other end of the rope is the book of Revelation.
另外一头就系启示录。
Because I want you to see that God's word is a beginning to end is history being laid out.
我是想大家想象圣经的故事由创世纪到启示录是一个连贯的故事。
God's history has direction.
神的历史这个故事是有个方
向。
是有个目标在后面。
It has a purpose.
是有个意义。
And along God's rope of history, we fit in.
神这个历史的绳索我们在中间。
We fit in a small part of that large rope.
在这条这么长的绳索里面，我们是占一个很小的部分。
In the last nearly 13 years of our ministry of stepping out of Chinese Grace Bible to do what we're doing, it's just only a small part of what God's big history is.
過去十三年係踏出維園鏈聖經教會係侍奉，淨係喺神嘅歷史當中好細嘅一部分。
And likewise for all of us here.
相似嘅，我哋嘅生命亦都係咁。
Our part in God's history is a small part, but very important part.
我哋嗰部分喺神嘅歷史當中係好細，但係好重要嘅一部分。
One author has said that it's always good to start with the end in mind.
有一個作者係咁樣寫，佢係我哋應該係按著心目中嘅終點嚟到起步。
And that's what we want to do this morning.
我哋就今朝早係要咁樣做。
As we turn to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation.
我哋一起翻開去到聖經嘅最後一卷書。
We find out in the end who wins.
我哋會睇得到最後係邊個得勝。
As we look at chapter 21.
21章,
I'm going to have my brother Spencer read the first six verses in Cantonese.
我们是看21章1至6节。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天和先前的地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新娘打扮整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，我要和他同住，他们要作他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、痛苦，因为先前的事都过去了。那位坐在宝座上的说，看啊，我把一切都更新了。他又说，你要写下来，因为这话是可信靠的，是真实的。他又对我说，成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅格，我是开始，我是终结。我要把生命的泉水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
This passage is very familiar because it's probably used very often in funeral or memorial service.
这段经文很熟悉，因为很常在用在安息礼拜的当中。
Now, I want you to look at chapter 22.
现在一起看是22章。
And we will look at the first five verses.
我们就是看头那五节。
Okay, and once again, I'll have my brother, Spencer read that.
启示录22章1至5节。天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光、日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要作王，直到永永远远。
Brothers and sisters, that's the end.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是终结。
And I want to share with you three things about the end.
我想跟大家分享关于终结的三项事情。
Most of the time when we read the book of Revelation, we think of things like the beast or the antichrist.
有很多时候我们看启示录就想到那个兽，那个的敌基督。
Or we think of the seven trumpets or the seven bowls.
或者是七个号角，七个碗。
But the focus of the book of Revelation is really toward Jesus Christ.
但是启示录的焦点其实是耶稣基督。
He is the primary person in this book.
他是这一卷书的主角。
And it has to do with Christ as the coming king.
是基督是要将来的那一位王。
And when he comes, he will bring a perfect place.
当他来到，他会带一个完美的地方来到。
And you see that in chapter 21, in the verses that was read.
在21节刚才所读的经文里见到。
There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth.
有新的天，新的地。
A new city, new Jerusalem.
新的圣城，新耶路撒冷。
Because God will make all things new.
因为神会是将所有事都是重新的是做更新。
In fact, when God makes everything new, there won't be any more sea.
当有这个新天新地的时候，就没有海。
No temple.
没有圣殿。
No need for a sun or the moon.
不再需要日月。
Nothing will be unclean.
冇嘢係不潔。
There will be no curse.
冇咒詛。
And there will be no night or light or even a sun.
冇夜晚，冇光，冇日頭，冇夜晚。
All these things we need now.
我哋現在所需要嘅嘢。
We have it around us.
我哋係現今可以係都有。
But as we move down to the end of time, we're not going to need those things anymore.
但係當我哋去到時間嘅終結嘅時候，我哋就呢啲嘢就冇。
It's very interesting that the emphasis of the river of the water of life is used in chapter 22, verse 1.
喺好有趣係二十二章第一節嘅時候見到有形容生命水嘅河。
Why talk about a river?
點解要講到河呢
？Every major country in the world，
每一個喺世界上面大嘅國
，has a major river，
係有一條大嘅河流。
In China，
中國有啦。
There's two，
係有兩條。
They are what？
係邊兩條
？Right。In the country of India，
喺印度
，there's another river，
有另外一條河。
In the country of the United States， there's a major river，
亦都有一條大河。
The Mississippi River.
密西西比河。
And as you know, in history, the river has overflown and caused a lot of damage.
通過歷史，我哋知道呢條河成日都泛濫，去令到有好多嘅毀壞。
When we come to this new place,
當嚟到呢個新嘅地方
，there's only going to be one river.
只有一條河。
And that river flows from the throne of God.
嗰條河就係由神嘅寶座流出嚟。
There's another thing too.In this new place,
有另外一樣嘢喺呢個新嘅。
There's going to be the tree of life,
就係有生命樹。
And we find that in chapter 22, verse 14.
我哋喺二十二章十四節見到
，where it talks about how they may have the right to eat the tree of life.
佢哋係有呢個權利，可以係從生命樹上面嘅果子去食。
You have a river,
你有河
；you have a tree,
有樹。
And what does it do? It brings it back to Genesis.
是將我們帶回去創世記
Because in the book of Genesis it talks about a river
因為創世記講到有河
But not just one river but four rivers
不是一條河而是四條河
And of course the tree of life
而生命的樹
is mentioned in Genesis chapter 2
在創世記第二章是提及到
Finally there's a description of this place as a city
最後是形容到這個城
OkayWe don't have time to talk about the details of the city.
我哋冇時間去講到呢個嘅細節
Except it's called a holy city.
但係佢係一個聖城
It's called the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷
And it comes down from heaven.
係從天而降嘅
And the characteristic of this city is that it's perfectly designed.
呢個城嘅特點就係佢係完美咁樣設計
It's cubical.
係一個四方立方體
If you go to some of the cities of this world,
如果你去到嗰啲世界呢、这個世界上面嘅城市，
like Beijing or Shanghai,
例如北京、上海，
or over to the city of Delhi in India,
或者喺新德里呢個
or the city of Dhaka in the country of Bangladesh,
喺孟加拉呢個地方，
you have people with 15 to 20 million living.
有好多人住喺嗰度。
The largest city in the United States is New York.
紐約亦都有好多人住。
But New York is no comparison to the other big cities of this world.
但係紐約就比唔上喺呢個世界上面其他好大嘅城。
The thing about city is that there's crime.
有喺大城市入邊有罪惡。
There's chaos.
混亂。
There's hunger.
有饑餓。
There's homelessness.
有無家可歸嘅人。
Everything you can think of.
所有嘢你諗得到嘅。
In the city.
喺呢個大城市。
But in this city.
但喺呢個城市。
It'll be perfect.
係完美。
It'll be what is called paradise.
是天堂
Because in this city is the dwelling place of God.
因为这个城就是神所居住的地方
And that's what is given to us back in Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
是在创世纪第一、第二章都提及过
But the term that is used here is a beautiful garden.
是那个字是一个很美丽的园
Well, what happened to this beautiful place?
咁呢個美麗嘅花園係發生咩事呢
？Well, sin has come in the book in Genesis chapter 3.
喺創世記第三章見到罪係進入咗嚟。
And the fall has changed everything.
而人類嘅跌倒就係改變咗呢個。
Change what God has made beautiful into something that's ugly.
改變咗神所創造美好嘅變成一個好醜陋嘅。
It has changed people from being obedient to God to becoming disobedient to God.
人是由信服神的变成不信服神的。
And that's why the book of Genesis talks about murder.
因此创世纪是讲到有谋杀。
It talks about sexual immorality.
有不道德。
It talks about death.
有死亡。
It talks about flood.
有水浸。
The pride to build a tower toward the heavens.
有这个骄傲去将这个塔起起上来。
And God scatters the people.
神就要将人分散到各地。
That's what sin does.
这个就是罪所做的事。
And yet, our God has never abandoned humanity.
纵然是这样，神是没有放弃到人类。
Okay. And through the ups and downs of humanity's sinfulness, God has always been there.
人类的罪性的高高低低，神就是一路都是同在。
And God made a covenant.
神是有一个的盟约立了。
He made a promise to one man in Genesis chapter 12.
在创世纪十二章是有一个应许给了一个人。
And that's Abraham.
就是亚伯拉罕。
It goes all the way back to here.
回到去创世纪的时间。
And what did God say to Abraham?
神对亚伯拉罕是说什么呢?
I will bless you.
我会祝福。
I will make your name great.
让你的名是得到是伟大。
And through you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
通过你，地上万族都要得福。
And as we get to the end of the book of Genesis,
到创世纪的最后一个部分。
We know that Joseph becomes next the king next to Pharaoh.
我们知道约瑟是在法老之下的一个。
Okay. And Joseph doesn't just bless his own people, Israel.
约瑟不是只是祝福他自己的子民以色列民。
Blesses the country of Egypt.
是祝福埃及这个国。
And then through Egypt, all the nations were blessed as well.
通过埃及去祝福万民万族。
And that's what God wants to do in the big story from Genesis to Revelation.
这个就是神是怎样由创世纪去到启示录的一个故事的主
轴。So that when we get to the last book of the Bible,
当我们看圣经最后一卷书时，
God will bring about a new place in which He will bring about His blessings.
神是会带来这个新的地方，是有这个祝福。
You know that you've been reading the paper and listening to the news.
是啊，你会一路看新闻，听新闻。
About how the wind has been blowing and stirring up the fires in the state of California.
是那些风吹起来，即是将那些山火是周围的去散布。
It seems like this is happening every year for the past couple of years, right?
过去几年都重复地发生，是不是？
I mean, it's non-stop.
是没有停过的。
And that's why PG&E has turned off the power to nearly 2 million residents in the state of California.
因此是 PG&E 要删咗呢个电，系俾呢几百万嘅人受影响。
And you and I can be thankful that it has not affected Sacramento yet.
你同我都感恩系未影响到 Sacramento 呢个地方。
But it's causing a lot of chaos.
但系就引嚟好多个混乱。
Especially to people who are on medical machines, because if there's no power, then the machine won't operate.
尤其有好多人依靠医疗仪器去生系生命。
When I think about it,
当我系咁谂嘅时候。
It's no comparison to what happens in countries like India, Nepal, and Bangladesh.
係有好係比唔上喺印度啊，或者孟加拉呢啲地方。
Because in those countries, the power goes off all the time.
因為喺呢啲國家，嗰啲電力成日都係中斷。
Sometimes for a few hours.
有時幾個鐘。
Sometimes for a few days.
有時幾日。
And in some places, it's gone off for maybe a whole week or
more. 有啲地方仲會成個禮拜冇電添。
And it's not just the power that goes off.
而且唔係淨係電力中斷。
When floods come,
有時水浸時候。
Okay, there's extreme flooding.
有好大嘅水浸時候。
Or when no rain comes,
或者冇雨水嘅時候。
There's extreme drought.
係有極端嘅干旱。
Fire,
火。
Okay, flooding.
有水浸。
We need a new place.
我哋需要一个新嘅地方。
That won't be affected by the weather.
系唔会被天气所影响嘅。
And that's what God promises.
就系神所应许嘅。
In the end, when Christ comes back,
到最后当基督回来时
，we're going to have a new place.
我哋会有一个新嘅地方。
Not only without any more death,
不只系
or mourning, or crying, or pain,
哀哭。
But we're going to have a perfect place.
而且
是
一个完美的地方，天堂。
That's why the people of the Old Testament
因此旧约嘅人
，It says of them like Isaac and Jacob，
系好似约瑟同埋Isaac， 以撒，
以撒，What were they looking for？
佢哋系睇揾紧啲咩咧
？They were looking forward to the city whose foundation, designer, and builder is God。
佢哋系揾紧呢个城，呢个城嘅设计者嗰个嘅个基根基系神。
And that's what Revelation 21 and 22 tells us。
呢个就系创世记二十一章、二十二章所告诉我哋。
That's the first thing。
呢个系第一点。
When the coming of the king is seen, not only will we have a new place, but secondly, we're going to have a perfect king.
当王来到的时候，不单只有一个完美的地方，而且我们有一个完美的君王。
Did you notice in chapter 21?
有没有看到第二十一章
In verse 3, it talks about a loud voice from the throne.
是在神的宝座有大的声音发出来。
And then it's mentioned again also in verse 5. He who was seated on the throne.
第五节也都讲到坐在宝座上的那位。
And then chapter 22, verse 1.
第二十二章第一节。
And also verse 3.
第三节。
When you think of a throne that is put up here, you think of a king or a queen.
当想到有宝座的时候，你就会想到有一个王或者皇后。
I know many of you have been to China.
我知道有好多人係去過中國。
And you've been to the Forbidden City in Beijing.
去過紫禁城，北京紫禁城。
And you see many, many thrones because of different emperors that rule the country of China.
有好多個寶座係因為中國有好多唔同嘅皇帝。
But what kind of king were they?
但係佢哋係乜嘢種類嘅皇帝嚟嘅呢
？Perfect kings?
係完美嘅皇帝
？No，
唔係。
They were corrupt.
佢系腐败。
They were cruel.
佢哋好好好好残忍。
Okay. Yeah, I'm using term. But the king that is mentioned here is a perfect king.
但呢个王呢度提到嘅系一个完美嘅王。
He is a king that comes from the line of David.
佢系从大卫嘅呢个呢度系出嚟嘅。
He's from the tribe of Judah.
He's
from the root of David.
是大卫的根。
Okay. And this king is none other than Jesus Christ himself.
这个王就是耶稣基督自己。
Okay. The reason why David was used here in Revelation 21 and 22 was that he was a great king in the Old Testament.
在21、22章这里用到大卫，因为他在旧约时是一个好的王。
He was a man after God's own heart.
佢系追随神心意嘅王。
And God gave him a promise.
神系俾咗个应许佢。
That from now on, you're going to have a generation of people that will sit on your throne.
就系从今开始，你系一路系有呢个王位不断绝咁落去。
But as great as David was,
但系纵然系大卫系咁好咁伟大
，He still had a sinful heart.
佢其实心入边亦都系一个有罪嘅心。
He couldn't bring the enemies of God under his rule.
佢冇系将神嘅敌人系完全系制服。
So maybe his son Solomon can do it.
但系或许佢嘅儿子所罗门可以咁做呢
？He's called the King of Peace.
佢系平安嘅王。
He brought in prosperity to the people of God in the Old Testament.
喺旧约入边将繁荣系带俾神嘅子民。
But he had the same problem like David.
但是他有同样是大卫所遇到的问题一样。
他
有一个一心分开了两边的心。
He had a love for wealth, for money.
他有爱这个钱财。
He was tempted by woman.
亦都是受女人的引诱。
He wasn't that perfect king.
他亦都不是这个完美的君王。
Okay. And there is only one perfect king.
只有一位是完美的君王。
And one day he will come.
有一天他会来。
And take his throne.
是坐在这个宝座上。
He will rule with righteousness and justice.
他会用公义 去管理。
And a few weeks from now, we're going to be celebrating the birth of that king.
在几个礼拜之后，我们就会是去庆祝这个王的诞生。
Okay. We call that Christmas.
我们就称之为圣诞节。
But you know, if you go to Costco,
如果去到 Costco,
or Walmart,
或者 Walmart,
or Hobby Lobby,
或者 Hobby Lobby,
they're already setting up Christmas with all this decoration.
他们已经是摆上这些圣诞节的装饰。
But you and I know,
你和我都知道
those things have nothing to do with what the true meaning of Christmas is about.
其實嗰啲嘢完全冇同呢個聖誕節嘅真正意義係有關。
You know, when we sing that Christmas carol, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come."
當我哋係唱呢首歌，普世歡騰，救主下降。
It says, "Let earth receive her king."
大地接他君王。
And let every heart prepare a room for him.
讓每一個心都係預備一個地方去迎接佢。
We know.
我哋知道。
Whether it's sung in the church,
無論喺教會入邊唱
，or sung in the mall,
或者喺商場入邊唱
，people don't believe it.
人都唔會相信。
And why is that?
點解
？Because they're not looking for the perfect king that the Bible talks about.
因為佢哋唔係揾緊一個完美嘅君王。
But if we are a follower of Jesus Christ,
但若我哋系跟随耶稣基督
，if you're here worshiping the true and living God,
如果你系敬拜一个又真又活嘅神
，we can look forward to the perfect King.
我哋就要盼望呢个完美嘅君王嘅临到。
Then finally,
最后
，when the King returns,
当王回来嘅时候
，he's going to bring about the perfect.
佢会带住一班完美嘅子民。
Would you go over to chapter 22?
我哋去二十二章。
He says in chapter 22, verse 1.
第一节。
Gathered from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city.
天使又指示我城内街道当中一道生命水嘅河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊嘅宝座流出。
Notice it's not just the king on the throne, but it's also the lamb.
唔单止系净系神嘅宝座，而且系神同埋羔羊。
Generally, when the Bible talks about a king, it's pictured by the animal as a lion.
圣经形容到嘅时候，通常基督嘅时候都系形容到一个狮子君王。
But there's another animal in chapter 22, verse 1. It's the lamb.
第二十二章第一节却系仲有另一个动物去形容呢个君王系羔羊。
And the lamb pictures the salvation or the redemption.
羔羊就系代表着呢个救恩。
You're going to be celebrating the Lord's table.
我哋稍后会系守圣餐。
It's a picture of Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God.
呢个图画系去表达耶稣基督就系神嘅羔羊。
Who gave his life for you and I?
是为到你同我去献上佢自己生命。
Who poured out his blood for you and I.
是为你同我系流出宝血。
Why?
点解
?So that we would become a redeemed, saved people.
以致到我哋成为一个被救赎嘅被救嘅子民。
And that comes through faith in him alone.
呢个系单单系因着系喺基督里面嘅信心。
And notice the characteristic of this perfect people.
喺呢个完美嘅子民系有咩特质呢
？As you continue to read,
当我哋继续
in chapter 22,
第二十二章嘅时候
，it says in verse 3,
第三节
，No longer will there be a curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
When the King returns andpulls together his perfect people, they're going to be servants that serve him.
当神回来，当呢个君王回来嘅时候，佢会带住佢嘅子民，而呢啲子民就要侍奉佢。
That's going to happen in the future.
系喺将来会发生。
But I think we can say something today, this morning.
但我哋今天早上可以讲关于现在。
If you are a redeemed person of Jesus Christ by His blood,
如果你系因耶稣基督嘅血而被救赎嘅。
If you are a servant of Christ,
如果你是服侍基督的
you need to be serving him now.
你必须要现在就去侍奉他。
Okay. And the idea of serving him conveys the thought of worshiping and exalting him.
而这个侍奉是包含着是敬拜和高举神的意思。
But it doesn't stop there, because in verse 4, what does it say?
不单止是这样，第四节是还更加讲到
This perfect people will see his face.
呢班子民系会见他的面。
Okay. Moses wants to see God's face.
好多人都会系。
But he only saw the back of God.
摩西系想见佢嘅面，但系佢只能够睇见佢嘅背后。
But here, the perfect people of God will see his face.
但神嘅子民就会见他的面。
The idea of seeing a person's face speaks of intimacy or nearness.
面对面就系讲到系嗰个嘅接近，嗰个嘅亲密。
When you look at someone in the face,
当你系见面对面一个人嘅时候
，conveys the idea of wanting to connect and communicate with that person.
系表达出你对嗰个人系想系连接一齐嘅意思。
Another thing we see.
另一样嘢我哋见得到。
It goes on in verse 4.
喺第四节。
And his name will be on their foreheads.
他的名字必写在他们的额上。
Okay, that's an idea of God's mark on a person's life.
这个概念是神的印记是摆在人那里。
God's perfect people.
神的完美的子民。
Is characterized by being a servant.
他们是一个的仆人。
Seeing him face to face,
是同神是可以面见面,
and having God's mark on their forehead,
是有神的印记在他们的额上.
That shows the closeness and the nearness and the relationship you and I have with this king.
这个是表达到你和我和这个君王所有的很紧密的关系.
Okay. So we have a perfect people.
我们有这班完美的子民.
Given a perfect place to live.
有这个完美的地方去居住
with the perfect king,
是有一个完美的君王
there's only one thing that is left,
最后有一样东西
and that is our response,
就是我们的回应
which is that of worship,
就是敬拜
I said earlier in verse 3 the idea of the servants that will serve him,
我之前讲到这个服侍神的服侍的仆人
it brings out the idea of worship,
是有敬拜的概念在
里面是
有赞美
Every Sunday,
每一个主日
God's people gather to do what?
神的子民聚集是做什么
To worship him
就是敬拜神
Here it's in most places it's on Sunday
是很大部分地方都是周日
But in other places it could be on a Friday
有其他地方是会是周五
Like in the country of Bangladesh
例如孟加拉这个地方
Or on Saturday in the country of Nepal
或者是尼泊尔呢就周六的时间
The point I'm trying to bring across is this
重点是
That when we worship him on Sunday,
当我们在周日敬拜他的时候
sometimes our worship is not perfect.
有时候我们的敬拜是不完全。
Some of us fall asleep.
我们瞌眼瞓。
Some of us come to church tired.
我们来到教会的时候很疲累。
Some of us maybe even come, we didn't have breakfast and we're hungry.
我们或者未吃早餐很饿。
And we're looking forward to having some 茶点。
我们是很渴望之后的茶点。
You know, all those things just reflects that we are not perfect.
这些所有东西反映到我们不是完美。
And you know what?
你知道吗?
God understands that.
神是明白了解。
He doesn't excuse us of it.
他不会给藉口我们这样。
But he understands.
但是他是理解。
Why is that?
为什么?
Because he's taking us as imperfect people, moving us toward being perfect.
因为他将这班不完美的子民是带到去完美的境地。
Notice in this passage here,
在这个段经文里面
John writes in verse 8 and 9,
约翰在第写八至九节
these words, okay?
这些事是我约翰所听见所看见的我既听见看见了就在指示我的天使脚前俯伏要拜他他对我说千万不可我与你和你的弟兄众先知并那些守者书上言语的人同是作仆人的你要敬拜神
See? It's very easy sometimes that we worship the wrong things or the wrong person.
我们有时敬拜了错的东西错的人
And even for John who wrote the book of Revelation, what did he do? He started to worship the angel.
就算连写这个启示录的约翰他都做错了就是他开始去想敬拜这个天使
And the Bible says, don't do it.
圣经说千万不可
Worship God.
你要敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
it's very easy to bow to the idols of materialism and success.
很容易是我们是拜这个偶像就是这个物质主义。
It's very easy to bow to the idol of money and our savings.
很容易是在这里拜我们的储蓄或者金钱。
And even as parents and grandparents, we pass on to our grandchildren and children, worshipping the idol of education.
我哋有时系作为父母或者祖父母，将我哋呢个敬拜教育程度呢个嘅嘢系传咗俾我哋嘅仔女或者孙。
And we must not do that.
我哋千万不可以咁样做。
We cannot do that.
我哋唔可以咁样做。
If we are going to be God's people,
若我哋要成为神嘅子民嘅话
，redeemed by the blood of Christ,
系被基督嘅血所救赎翻嚟嘅。
And if we are moving toward perfection in Jesus Christ,
我哋系要系喺耶稣基督入边系变得系更加完全。
We must worship Him and Him alone.
我哋就单单要去敬拜神，敬拜佢。
And the sooner we confess that we're not doing it,
当我哋去承认我哋系冇咁样做嘅时候
，the better we'll be.
我哋就会变得更加好。
Because we'll confess that sin.
因为我哋系向神去悔改，去讲出去认罪。
Because we are allowing God to work in our lives.
因为容让神系喺我哋生命中作工。
Oftentimes the Bible talks about something that is not yet. That has not yet happened.
有好多时圣经系讲到未然、未发生嘅呢一个嘅东西。
But it also talks about right now.
但亦都讲到现在嘅东西。
So right now, brothers and sisters,
现在
allow your lives to align with God.
我哋要容让我哋嘅生命系与神去对准。
To worship the one who's worthy of our worship.
去敬拜嗰位配得我哋敬拜嘅神。
He deserves nothing less.
佢系配得系配得上呢个嘅敬拜。
Than for us to give him our all in all.
系要配得上我哋去摆上我哋嘅全部。
And then one day,
一天
we will not only worship him perfectly.
我哋唔单止系会完美地敬拜神
，but we will also become a people who are perfect.
而且我哋都会成为一班完美嘅子民。
So let me leave with you three things.
现在有三个系要留俾大家。
On how the coming of this king,
呢一个来临嘅君王
will show that he will win.
佢系会得胜。
First of all,
第一
，don't start with where you're at now.
唔好系喺你现在嘅境地嗰度开始。
Start at the end.
以嗰个终点嚟到开始。
Like it says in Revelation 21.
在启示录第21章
If you're crying and mourning,
如果你是哭号在这里心悲痛的话
physical pain,
如果你是身体上面有痛楚
look at the end,
我们要将眼光放在终结
no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain,
不再有哀号疼痛
okay, because when you look at the end,
当我们看到终结的时候
you'll see where you're at is only temporary.
你就会见得到现在所经历的只是暂时。
From God's viewpoint, it's only for a short time.
在神的角度来讲是一个很短的时间。
I know in this audience, some of you have cancer.
我知道在座当中有人是患上癌症。
One day, you may die of cancer.
有一天或许是真的会是患癌而
离世。I know for many of you, you've gotten older and so you're weaker.
在座当中是越来越变得年老越来越软弱。
Okay. And I know for some of you, the hardships of life,
亦都生命中经历紧呢啲困难
have brought real pain and sorrow,
带到好多嘅悲痛同埋痛楚喺生命。
But if you look at only the now and not see the end,
如果你净系目眼视当前而睇唔到将来嘅话
then you won't be able to understand what God is trying to do in your life.
就唔能够明白到神喺你生命中想所做嘅事。
When we think of the end.
当我哋睇见终结嘅时候
，It's not retirement，
唔系退休
；It's not having grandchildren，
唔系有儿孙
；It's not even necessarily having your children finally get married，
唔系话期望到自己子女终于结婚
no. ，Because the world around us thinks in that way， but not God's people。
我哋周遭嘅世界系咁样谂，但系神嘅子民唔应该咁谂。
God's people think of the end。
神的子民应该想到最终结
and how these things will push us toward that direction.
而这些这么多的事情是会让我带到我们那个终结
That's the first thing.
这个是第一点
The second thing is when you think of the end,
第二点当我们想到终结的时候
in the way that the Bible describes it,
是圣经所教导的
then you have hope.
我们就会有盼望
okay? Because hope gives us that sense of endurance.
因为盼望能够俾到我哋坚忍
It causes us to keep on going.
係俾到我哋係繼續佢係堅持。
One of the things about the book of Revelation is that in the midst of all the trials and the hardships and difficulty,
啟示錄其中一樣就係咁多嘅苦難。
There's hope.
係有當中係有盼望。
And hope causes us to persevere.
盼望係會使到我哋係堅持落去。
To stay in there.
去堅忍。
To not give up.
去不放棄。
Because God doesn't give up on us.
因為神唔放棄我哋。
This past year, one of our dear friends,
過去一年，我哋嘅其中一位朋友
had passed away and gone home to glory.
係已經係離世，係翻到去父懷嗰度。
She served with her. She was born in China.
佢係喺中國大陸出生。
Because her parents served in that country of China.
因為佢嘅父母係喺中國大陸嗰度去侍奉。
And then she had to leave the country because of the change in government.
佢哋要離開中國，因為係嗰個政權嘅改變。
And then she recently passed away.
佢最近係離世。
And some people remember what she said.
有啲人係記得佢所講過。
89 years old. Okay.
大概89歲。
Okay. She said, "This life is a race."
呢一個生命係一場嘅賽跑。
It's a race.
係一個賽跑。
Because real life is yet to come.
因為嗰個真正嘅生命係將來來到。
And why is that?
點解？
Because of hope.
因為有盼望。
Somebody has said this.
有人係咁講。
We can live for 40 days without food.
我哋可以40日唔食嘢。
Maybe 4 days without water.
或許4日唔飲水都得。
But we cannot live 4 minutes without hope.
但係我哋冇盼望就4分鐘都捱唔過。
We have to have hope.
我哋必須要有盼望。
Why do you think the people during the World War, the Jews, who were in prison and persecuted?
嗰啲喺猶太集中營入邊嘅人。
Was able to go through all that hardship.
佢哋點樣能夠去通過呢啲嘅苦難呢？
They had hope.
就係因為佢哋有盼望。
When you look at the end and what's going to happen, it gives you hope for right now.
當你望見終結嘅時候，將要發生咩事嘅時候，現在就會係俾到你力量。
I don't know what you're going through, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我唔知你現在經歷緊嘅係乜嘢。
But I trust you have hope.
但係我信你哋有盼望。
Hope in Jesus Christ.
係喺主耶穌基督入邊有嘅盼望。
Hope that when He comes,
盼望當佢來到嘅時候
，He'll bring the perfect place.
佢會將完美嘅地方
，and bring about the perfect people.
帶到嚟係有完美嘅子民係嚟到。
And finally,
最後
，the evidence of our hope.
我哋盼望嘅嗰個嘅根據。
In this month of emphasizing missions,
喺呢一個月係宣教月嘅時間
，is prayer.
就是祷告
prayer.
祷告
When we say, Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that's praying a prayer of hope.
当我们是讲到是我们在天上的父，愿你的名为圣，你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同在天的时候，这个就是一个祷告，是表达出盼望。
And I think you do that, right?
我相信你是会这样做，是吗？
Right, so I know many churches do that.
知道好多教会系咁做。Okay.
So when we pray to God about the peoples of the world, the nations of this world,
当神嘅子民系为到世界上面各国去祷告嘅时候
，it reflects hope.
佢系反映出盼望。
When you pray for the missionaries that are supported by Chinese Grace Bible,
当佢为到教会所支持嘅宣教士嘅祷告嘅时候
，you're praying a prayer of hope.
你是祷告，是一个盼望的祷告。
They will be used by God.
他们是会被神所使用。
To bring the glory of Jesus Christ.
去将耶稣基督的光荣是带到当地。
That's one thing.
这个是其中一个。
You talk to God about the nations of the world.
是向神去讲述关于各国的人。
The other side is that we talk to the nations about God.
我哋亦都要向各国去述说神嘅事。
Not just the nations that are out there, but the nations that are coming to this country.
唔单止系其他地方嘅各国，而且系各国地方嚟到呢个地方。
One of the things that we have been involved in is there are many refugees that are coming from Muslim countries.
我哋有好多嘅難民係嚟到喺穆斯林國家係走難嚟到美國。
Right. They come from Iraq, from Syria, from Afghanistan.
伊拉克、敘利亞、阿富汗嚟到。
Okay. And we don't have to go to those countries because they're coming here.
我哋唔需要去，因為佢嚟，佢哋嚟。
They're finding refuge in the United States.
佢喺美國嗰度係避難。
And we have an opportunity to minister to them.
我哋就有機會去服侍佢哋。
There's a church here in Sacramento.
喺 Sacramento 係有個教會。
Which is Arab-speaking people.
係講阿拉伯語嘅人嘅。
They're strong in their Muslim faith.
嗰班人係喺穆斯林呢個信仰入邊好強。
But because of the love of Christ.
但因基督嘅愛。
Because of the sacrifice of Christians.
因為基督徒嘅犧牲。
They see something different.
佢哋見得到有另外一樣。
So that we talk to them about God through that love and through the gospel.
通過福音，通過愛去同佢哋對話傾談。
So we don't have to go to another country.
我哋唔需要去到第二個地方。
To be a witness for God, we can do it right here, right now.
去見證神，我哋可以喺呢度現在就去做。
But as you support those that do go,
當我哋係支持嗰啲去外地嘅宣教士時
，you pray
係要禱告
and ask God.To bring the hope of salvation to them.
求神將盼望同埋救恩係帶俾佢哋。
So as I close,
結束時候
，in the end,
最後
，who wins?
邊一個得勝
？In the end,
到最後
，Jesus Christ wins.
耶穌基督得勝。
And guess what? We are part of Christ's winning team.
而我哋係屬於係耶穌基督嘅嗰一邊贏嘅嗰一邊。
Go back to that rope.From one end to the other.
我哋翻翻去嗰条绳索嗰度。
Okay. The rope is getting closer and closer in that direction.
现在嗰条绳索系越嚟越向嗰边方向。
And I hope you will rise up and grasp hold of the opportunity.
希望大家都起来去找紧呢个机会。
Of serving God.
去侍奉神。
Not end up just retiring.
唔系净系退休。
And just ending up enjoying your retirement years.
正係喺度享受自己退休嘅光陰。
And there are many ways you can serve him.
係有好多方法去侍奉神。
By prayer.
係禱告。
By sharing of your resources.
分享你嘅資源。
By reaching out to the neighbors that are around you.
去同你嘅鄰居去傾談。
By being salt and light.
係作鹽作光。
And that you will continue to see Chinese Grace Bible as a church that shines for God.
你会继续见到华人恩典圣经教会是为主而发光的一间教会。
Amen. Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for pointing us to the end of the Bible.
天父，多谢你是使我们去看圣经的最后一卷书。
Because the story does not close in a tragic way.
因为这个故事不是一个悲剧。
But it closes with victory.
而是得胜的一个结局。
It closes with triumph.
是一个得胜的结局。
It closes with the realization
是一个,
that Jesus Christ will come one day.
是发现到耶稣基督有一天会再来。
And that he will bring about that which will bring great honor and glory to you.
是会将荣耀颂赞都是归给你。
Now, Lord, there may be some who are here.
主要我们在座当中
who have yet to embrace the good news of Christ.
可能是未有在座是未接受耶稣基督。
May you speak to this person.
求主你去向那个人去说话。
May you cause them to ask, where are they placing their hope in?
让他们去问自己你的自己的盼望究竟在哪里。
May you help them to turn.
求主你帮助他们，帮助他们回转去将盼望系摆喺基督，单单喺基督嗰度。
So that when they pass from this life,
以至到喺地上生命完结嘅时候
，they know for sure that they will be with Jesus.
佢哋确切知道会系与耶稣基督一起。
May the Lord's table bring that truth out even more.
愿主餐系能够将呢个真理带得更清楚。
As we celebrate it.
当我们去这样去守主餐，奉主耶稣的名求，
阿门。